Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
We have talked about living a life worth living. Now that you're healed, what about staying well? I remember, you know, it was amazing. I was a student there at Oral Roberts University. I'm on the road with Brother Roberts. I'm listening to him, watching him, hearing him preach, watching him administer healing through the laying on of hands, and just was astounding. And it hit me one day that this man uses his faith on purpose. He uses it on purpose. Up until then, faith was just kind of like a scattershot to me. It just, you know, like slinging mud. You just hope some of it stick. But like he said to me that I talked about last night, he said, don't touch them until you're ready to release your faith. Do it on purpose. You can aim it. And I'm watching him, and I thought, he uses his faith like a mechanic uses a tool. He goes to his toolbox, and he gets the proper tool for the job. And Oral Roberts goes to the toolbox of faith, and he uses his faith as a tool, and he aims it, he uses it, and he gets dynamic results. And I realize that we can do that in intercession. We can do that as we intercede for family members, glory to God. That faith is real, and it's in me. Is it lying dormant? Then stir it up. Is that scriptural or not? One time, I don't remember where this was, but here again, Jerry and I were in a meeting. He was preaching. Oh, I'm telling you, I was tired, and I have notes on this someplace where I wrote it down and I kept it. And the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, stir yourself up. He didn't say, God, stir me up. Well, what's God's going to have to do to stir you up? You're going to have to stir yourself up to start with, and then he can step in if you do it by faith. And Jerry said that, and I said, praise God, I'm stirred up. I didn't feel stirred up. I felt broken down, tired, worn out, but I'm stirred up. I said, I'm stirred up. I said, I'm stirred up. I said, I'm stirred up. Thank you, Jesus. Stir yourself up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace, shalom, sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, and he also do it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Those two scriptures go together. Those two scriptures fit right in there with the 103rd Psalm in the benefits of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name, and forget not all his benefits. What is benefits? Who forgives of all our iniquities and heals all of our diseases. But abstain from evil. Keep your eyes where they belong. heard Gloria say, keep your eyes off naked women. What's worse, naked men. That's Gloria, not me. She's right. Keep your eyes where they belong. If they start drifting off, slap yourself and shut your eyes and repent. Amen. Do you know why they put blinders on a horse's eyes? Because he can see out here. That's to his advantage. And their night vision is tremendous. And they can see dangers. That's the reason when you're riding a horse, you don't want blinders on him. But if he's pulling your buggy, you want blinders on him because he sees stuff over here he doesn't need to be seeing and jumping away from and wreck your buggy or wreck your wagon. We got Holy Ghost blinders on. Are you kidding me? Are you looking at me like I've never been tempted? Listen, when I was a kid, I don't want to go there. I don't even want to talk about that. Oh, Lord. Keep your eyes where they belong. The appearance of evil. Now, the young woman that does our makeup has been with us for many, many, many years. But now, even with her, and not because she's her, I don't care who it is, unless it's Gloria actually doing my makeup. But when she's working around me, I do not relax and allow my knee or any other way to bump into her. I will not do that. And when she looks down in my face to check it, I do not make eye contact with her. I'm not going to do that. Why, on account of her? No, on account of me. I just shift my eyes over the other way. Listen, I'm 84 years old, but I'm not dead by a long shot. No, ma'am. No, sir. I'm telling you how to stay well. Because if you do, then you got to go through repentance. And the thing of it is, it's hard to get it off your mind. But you can do it. And just lock it down, plead the blood, and walk in it. Plead the blood and walk in it. You ready to receive? You ready to pray the prayer of faith? Stand on your feet, please. Glory to God. Glory be to Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Plug in with faith. Plug in. Plug in. Well, Brother Copeland, what does that mean? Did anybody use a hair dryer this morning? Did you plug it in? Didn't work till you plugged it in. Amen. Now, if the power's not on, you can plug it in all you want to, it doesn't anything work. But the power's always on. Plug in. Just see yourself, I'm plugged in. Plugged in to faith. Make an effort. The Lord told Brother Hagin when he was healed of heart and totally paralyzed. Listen to what he said. He was paralyzed from the waist down. He could hardly move. He couldn't feel anything. and he believed Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25 for months and months and months, and that day he got it. And the Lord said to him, so you believe you're healed now? He said, I sure do. He said, healed people ought to be up this time of day. Well, it was, Keith, about 7 o'clock in the morning or a little before. He said, healed people ought to be up this time of day. So he said, all right, I'm getting up. Well, he couldn't get up, but he got up. He got up, swung his legs off of the bed, and he said they felt like two chunks of wood, and they just hit the bed, and he hung on to the bedpost. And he said, I want to announce before God and all the angels in this room, I want to announce to the devil and every devil of hell, I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And he said, all of a sudden, healing began to come in my legs. And he said, it felt like 10,000 needles being stuck into the nerves. And he said, it hurt so bad and it hurt so good. He said, I just started crying. I was crying not because it hurt, but because I could feel my legs. And in seconds, he was totally healed. He was so badly deformed, he was born so immature that all the plumbing in his chest was wrong. But he made the effort. Amen. He said when he drank something cold and he asked the doctor, he said, I can feel it go in here, but it goes way over here before it goes into my stomach. He said, son, I'll tell you. For you to live, we would have to change everything in your chest area. You'd have to have new lungs. You'd have to have a new heart. You'd have to have everything. All in your chest area. He said we'd have to do it all. But of course that can't happen. Think what happened to him in a moment's time on Mark 11, 23 and 24 and 25. That whole chest area, all his heart, his lungs, all of his plumbing, everything. And he got up from there. He only weighed 89 pounds, and he stood up and he walked all the way around that room totally, completely healed. In a moment's notice. Now, raise your hands before God. Close your eyes if you want to. Glory to God. And if you believe this gospel that I have preached to you this morning, you're ready to receive the power of God unto salvation for your spirit, your mind, and body, then say this. The gospel that I have heard is the power of God unto my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord over my life, spirit, soul, and body. I receive the power of God to make me sound, whole, delivered, saved, and healed now. I act on the Word of God. I receive the power of God. Sickness, disease, and pain, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Sickness, weakness, and pain, you are not the will of God. I enforce the Word of God on you. I will not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence. I will never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over. I am saved. I am the healed. The power of sickness has been forever broken over my life. Jesus bore my sickness. Jesus bore my weakness. Jesus bore my pain. I am forever free. Sickness shall no longer lord it over me. Sin shall no longer lord it over me. Fear shall no longer lord it over me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I proclaim my freedom in Jesus' name. Today, the gospel is the power of God to me unto salvation. I receive the gospel. I act on the gospel. I am made whole in Jesus' name. Now act, praise, move, hear, straighten up, be delivered, be free, be sound. Do what you couldn't do before. Do it. Glory to God, do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, I take authority over arthritis. Glory to God, I take authority over bad eyesight. I take authority over migraine headaches. I take authority over all forms of sickness and disease. I take authority over all low back trouble. I take authority over inflammation in the joints. I take authority over sores in the mouth. I take authority in Jesus' name over all kinds of sickness, over all kinds of disease in the name of Jesus. Now take it. Now do something. This place belongs to us. If you want to run, run. If you want to dance, dance. Do something. Get into action right now. Move something. Shout something. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Give the Lord praise. Give Him praise. Give Him authority over your body. Give Him authority over your sinuses. Give Him authority. Do it right now. Glory to God. Give Him a heart. Give Him authority over your heart. Say it out loud. Heart muscle.
Heart muscle.
You're a good heart.
You're a new heart.
My name. Just say your name. My name is Kenneth Newhart. I have a new heart. I actually do. I actually do. I mean, Kenneth, I actually do. Let me give you a little word of my testimony. My DNA took after my mother's side, and that with a history of heart trouble. My mother died with heart disease, and her younger brother, her older brother was killed in World War II. Her younger brother died of a heart attack. My grandfather died of a heart attack. And I was just going that same way. And I was preaching in the prison, and I got short of breath, and I'm going through all that stuff, you know. And I wouldn't quit. Now, it never did give me pain, but I could feel this tingling across my chest here. And I knew what it was, you know. And anyway, so, and I went through all the exams and, you know, all that stuff. And so the cardiologist examined me, and he said, well, you need a pacemaker. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to believe God. I'm just going to, without that pacemaker. And the word of the Lord came to me, and he said, no. You're too far behind the power curve now. Receive the pacemaker by faith. So I did. Now, at my age, having record of heart problems, to get my FAA physical, I had to do an extreme stress test. And, well, not just at my age, at any age, if you want your physical back, you got to do this particularly. But from 75 up, you're going to have to take that stress test. Well, here I am, 84. But, and this pacemaker had the new technology. The FAA really didn't have much experience at it. Pacemakers, they do. This thing had a defibrillator in it. Now, I set the thing off a couple of times before. There really wasn't all that much to it. But anyway, I just started training. Got on the treadmill. And actually, I took the stress test before I ever went and took the stress test. Thanks to Keith and Phyllis Moore, who some time ago had given me, because I liked Phyllis' treadmill. Her treadmill was better than my little rinky-dink treadmill. And the little household treadmills will only go up to about 10-degree incline. But to pass this stress test, I had to go to 14. Thank God I had the treadmill that I could do it. So I passed the test, supposed to be 9 minutes. At my age, I only had to do 6. But I did the whole 9 minutes with the defibrillator in there and didn't set it off. Yeehaw. Because I received the pacemaker and defibrillator by faith. Now, I did it with the defibrillator active, and then after I passed the stress test, representative of the manufacturer of this machine that's in here came out with the computer and turned that defibrillator off, because I don't need it anymore. I'm going for that 120. Glory to God, I said. You understand? By faith. By faith. Put your hand over your heart. I take my new heart. I have it now. So begin to rejoice. Praise Him. Praise Him and thank Him. Praise Him and thank Him. Praise Him and thank Him. This is it. This is the key to it. The praise cure.
Brother Copeland, Marvin came from Illinois, drove all the way down to be a part of this event. He's a Vietnam vet, and he's been hearing voices, but during the message today, he felt a freedom come over his body. But he said, I had to be here. I had to get to Branson and be a part
Praise
of the service
God.
Here today.
Praise
and he feels
God.
Complete freedom today.
Anytime,
Amen.
Amen. Sir.
Praise the Lord.
Sir, anytime that it seems like one of those voices you're going to come, you say, no. And say it out loud. No, I'm not receiving you. You don't talk to me anymore. I'm delivered and I'm free. I listen to the voice of Jesus, not you. And you just get out of my life. Every time. It won't take me. You got your freedom today, but you know the devil. He's persistent devil. And he'll keep trying to come back. But just, no, I don't do it in the name of Jesus. And tell him, just say, listen, devil, you hear my voice. You hear my voice. I have a louder voice than you have. And I have the name of Jesus and you don't. And I have the power of God and you don't. And I have the word and you don't. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah.
This is Alex, and he came to the meeting with his shoulder, elbow, and arm all jammed up. But this morning, what happened?
Well, the story is that I was crushing a gallon of milk, empty jug, and it slipped and I fell on my elbow, straight on my elbow. And I was in pain because I laid there on the floor for a while. And a week later, I thought I felt better, but I couldn't lift my arm this high. The wife says, how do you feel better? I need an antenna so we can watch TV. So I got up in the attic and I didn't fold out the ladder, so I get up there. So I just laid it on the other ladder. On the way down, carrying stuff, I fell off and landed on my elbow again and onto the concrete. And it got worse. I hadn't been able to sleep for at least a month and a half, 2 months. And just now.
Every Friday is offering day on the broadcast. Let me read to you again today from the book of Galatians, chapter 6. This is the foundational teaching and scripture for the offerings that we receive here on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And the word says in Galatians 6, verse 6, let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. I know many of you watching this broadcast broadcast right now are partners with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in this ministry. And when you stepped into that place of partnership, you are fulfilling this scripture right here. You've been taught the Word, and the Word brought change into your life, and it got you excited about the good plan of God for your life. But you didn't stop there. You responded to the Word that you heard, and you sowed back into it, making sure that you're not the last one, that that Word doesn't stop with you, but it gets into the lives of other people all over the world. That's fulfilling this scriptural mandate that you and I have to share in all good things with those who teach us the Word and help get faith on the inside of us. Praise God for the men and women that He's brought into our lives to teach us the Word. We're told in other places in Scripture that we can consider the outcome of their life, whose faith follow. I believe in Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, you have found a faith that you can follow. I know I have, and I thank God for it. Partners, we love you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you. They appreciate you. They're praying for you every single day. And many of you partners pray for this ministry every day and for all of the KCM partners around the world. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have been preaching the uncompromised Word of God for more than 50 years, from the top of the world to the bottom, and say it with me, all the way around the middle. And this ministry, when you partner with this ministry, you're partnering with a ministry that specializes in living and walking and talking and fighting by faith. And through partnership, the good news of the gospel has reached people all over the world through the broadcast, through the magazine, through ministry materials and meetings, even down to every little social media post that goes out. Partnership had a part to play in getting that into the lives of people everywhere. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you and we bring our offering to you and we worship you with it. We ask you to see it and receive it from a heart of faith and love. And as you do, Lord, I know that that offering is a door of access for you to go to work in people's lives, their families, their finances, their businesses, and in their ministries. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Glory to God. Partners, let me say it again. We love you. We are so appreciative of your faith and your support, and we thank God for you. Glory to God. Listen, before we go, let me remind you, go to church this weekend. Brother Copeland has said that 2021 is the year of the local church. So there's a place for you, a place where they preach Jesus and a place where you can become a part of that family. Glory to God. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for your faithful support. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the amount to 36609.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Build your foundation in the Word with the Online Learning Center of video courses, Believers Academy, Bible School from right where you are. Gain access to Kenneth Copeland's partner letter, each letter written to meet the everyday needs of our partners. Download free books from the bonus library with over 50 titles by the Copelands available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.